Welcome back to Monster Mates, all of you.
Yes. Welcome, degenerates, to the 21st episode of Season 2 of Monster Mates. Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 131.
I'm going to say 53.
53. Choose another.
Oh my god, I'm gonna kill myself doing the same number. It's literally all these numbers. I just keep picking the same one over and over again, I guess. Mm-hmm. 59.
Oh.
Trevor.
Hey,
what is that reaction?
Okay, so this is gonna be a nightmare. All right, so this episode's all about Hornet Girls. Before even going into it, this is an immediate one.
Oh, but I haven't even seen what it looks like yet.
Hold on.
I don't like bugs.
I don't like bees.
Ah, but she's cute.
I give this a one.
She's cute.
I'm giving this a one.
All she's got is a little big old butt.
I'm giving this a one. All right, I'll read it. All right.
Related buzzers, honey. So this is not a honeybee. This is specifically a hornet.
This is specifically a hornet.
So not a honeybee.
I hate hornets. All right. Anyway.
So you read it this time, bud.
Large bug-type monsters, even among the bee family. Just like other bee family monsters, they make nests and live in groups centered around a queen. Even for the members of the bee family, their disposition is... Excuse me. Their disposition is extremely ferocious, and they fly around in search of prey and human men throughout the day. When they spot prey, they stop its movements with their spears, which are painted with paralyzing poison, and take them back to their nest. Additionally, the stinger on their abdomen can be used to inject a lewd venom that incites sexual arousal in human men. Perhaps...
Oh, automatically, like, 5 points for Trevor.
Perhaps because they've always got this lewd venom stored in their abdomen, they're often unbearably horny, and they're dying to rape a human man. For that reason, when they spot a human man, they gleefully fly at him, and after stopping his movements with paralyzing poison, they inject him with the lewd venom from the stinger on their abdomen, capturing the man with these two venoms. Then, with a man in sight, in order to soothe their even more violently throbbing body, they rape the man thoroughly until satisfied. After that, once they've had their fill, in the case that the queen is unmarried, the man will be taken back to the nest as a candidate. A man luckily chosen by the queen will get to spend his life being violated by the queen every day, but the ownership of men not chosen as her husband transfers to the workers that brought the men in. It brings joy to their hearts when a man they violated thoroughly enough to remember the taste of his spirit energy becomes their own. When they think about being able to spend every day violating the man, it makes their body tremble with anticipation and happiness. Naturally, they then take the man to the personal room given to them and release their happiness and anticipation by crashing into the man's body with all their strength. Furthermore, in the case that the queen has a husband, there's no longer any need for them to bring back men. But in that case, they can just skip the whole selection process and do as they please with the men they capture. For that reason, their search for men becomes even more active. Also, they get along badly with honeybees from the same bee family, and they can often be seen fighting over the same men. One-on-one, the hornets are stronger than honeybees by far, and there's no way they'd lose. But when honeybees come in large numbers, they get pinned down. After having their entire body covered in alluron nectar and getting teased all over their body, the pleasure brought about is so intense that they become unable to do anything to fight back. Hornets who have had that happen to them and then brought into the honeybee's hive, where they continue to be immersed in even more nectar and pleasure, they're made to thoroughly savor the sweet pleasure of honeybees. In this way, honeybees change hornets to have a gentle disposition, or personality, sorry, preferring sweet sex with men almost like a honeybee. These hornets eat alluron nectar with the honeybees and maintain their body. On top of this, since they become gentle, they no longer inject men with lewd venom and it starts to violate their own body, changing it to become even more lewd and sensitive. In this manner, a hornet with a body and heart melted by pleasure is made to be even more sweetly and lewdly tempting to men than a honeybee.
Okay.
Goodness sakes.
So we have two. We have a coin. One side is sweet, lovable honeybees. And then the other side is angry, rapey hornets.
So, surprise, surprise. Hornets in the Monster Girl world are just as bad as hornets in real life. Who'd have guessed?
Yeah.
Who'd
They'll penetrate you by force.
Who'd have guessed?
You really sound like you hate hornets.
Oh, I hate hornets. I never told you. Okay, I'm going to tell you all a story.
Story time!
Story time. Okay, so when I was like six or five, roughly around that age, I loved I loved climbing trees a lot. And my father, who had owned the house previously, decided he wanted to make an orchard before my parents bought the place. So there was a bunch of trees to climb. Yay for me. Tons of trees to climb, high trees to go as far as I want on that. One day, I was climbing trees and I hear a little buzzing. I was like, okay, it might be a fly, whatever. Could be anything. Little do I know, like 2 feet in front of me behind a branch is a large hornet's nest.
Oh.
They start coming out in droves. I had to fling myself off the tree and run as fast as I could back inside to escape a what seems like cloud of hornets chasing me. And that is the story.
So you had like a...
I hate hornets.
So you had like an Animal Crossing, you pissed off the hornets and they were chasing
you. Yep. Real life equivalent.
I see.
I hate hornets.
I don't blame you. Hornets are kind of, here's the thing. I don't have a bad experience with hornets. I have a bad experience with, honeybees.
Really?
So, another story time.
Yay.
So I was like, I would say maybe 9, maybe 10, maybe 8. It's somewhere around that, right? I went to my sister's soccer game. And at the time, my parents were out of town, so we were just with a babysitter. And we were at our soccer game, and I remember the kid had a Game Boy with Pokemon on it. So I went over there to watch him play Pokemon, because of course you did, right? I sat down on the same bench as him, but I sat next to him and watched him play. I then realized I had a sharp stinging sensation on my Adam's apple, on my throat.
Oh.
And I went to pick at it, and only to find something feeling weird. It was all squishy and mushy, and I was like, what the fuck? And I thought something just got stuck on it. Only for a couple seconds later, it got really hard to breathe. It got really painful. The bee had stung me right on my Adam's apple. Because apparently there was a hive underneath the bench.
Ooh.
They just didn't give a shit about the other guy. They gave a shit about me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my experience.
Oh.
It was very painful.
Well, Spencer, since it was a honeybee, you can take pride in the fact that that bee died as soon as it stung
you.
Yeah,
that's true. Hornets don't die.
Hornets don't die. They don't care.
They do not care. They will keep going. So they are ferocious and strong-willed. So as a whole, I don't like bugs to begin with, which is probably obvious to when we did the centipede episode with all those legs and all the abs. But let's talk about the good things. They can fly.
They can fly. They got a big booty.
They look cute as hell.
Yep. I guess.
I like their attire. I like the outfit.
I like that I could grab onto their antennae and probably make them go crazy.
Absolutely. Because it does say they're very sensitive. And you like the venom injection. We literally last episode.
I know, but I don't want it from them.
Yeah.
I don't want
it. You'd rather it from a scorpion?
Yes.
Scorpions hurt so much more.
Eh.
But you've never been stung by one.
I've never been stung by a scorpion. I've killed a scorpion before, accidentally. But yeah.
As a whole, I
hate hornets.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of this, honestly, personally. But I can see its merits. Right? You literally get a harem of all these different kinds of hornet girls.
Well, you get to be the sex toy for the hornet that captured you if the queen's married.
That's the thing. Compared to, like, the last episode, I'm not, like, a slave to it. I'm not, like, literally, I'm going to die if I don't have it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's more like, well, I got trapped here, so might as well make the most of it kind of thing, you know?
And you'll just be...
I don't mind the injection part, and I don't mind the harem. The only thing I'm like, can I leave? No. Okay. I don't like being held captive. But if I'm gonna be, it says they give you your own room. You're literally the king.
I don't think that's how that works, but
that's how I'm saying it in my head. That's if I got really captured not by how them, I'll be works. Like, I'm the king.
That's literally not how it works, but sure, but go off.
Listen, I want it to be that's how it works, because I'm the king.
That's not how that's not how BI hierarchies work, but sure, go off.
Listen, if my main squeeze is the queen, by default, I'm the king.
Again, that is assuming that the queen's not already married, but we're talking about hornet girls here, so...
Yeah, so, I mean, that's true. Then they just kidnap me to fuck me.
Yeah. I'm giving this a one.
Not a one! That's harsh. That, really?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
This is...
Uh-huh.
Worse or better than the centipede?
Worse.
This is worse?
This is worse.
You're fucking nuts.
I don't care. This is worse.
You're absolutely insane.
Probably, but yeah.
With the centipede, it's just one really long, creepy thing that you're literally fucking centipede body, right? Yeah. And all the this is literally just, she has wings, she has a bee tail with venom, and the venom just paralyzes you and makes you horny, but doesn't make you a slave. It just gives, this is literally injection Viagra.
Yeah, and she, you know, she just wants to rape you every time.
Well, I mean, for me, it would be somewhat consensual.
Not for me.
not for you. I'm going to give this like a 5.
Okay, I'm sticking with my 1. I hate hornets. I hate hornets.
I feel bad. I feel bad. I feel like when honeybees come around, we'll be... Because, like, as much as I had a bad experience with a bee... I'm not going to take it away because these bees are not those bees.
Yeah, like, honeybees. I like honeybees. I think honeybees are pretty nifty. I hate hornets.
I will say there is no reason for hornets to really exist.
Burn them all.
They're the flying ants of the world.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's no reason for ants to exist. And there's also no reason for mosquitoes to exist. There literally is no reason. They just exist to be paid.
Mosquitoes are literally a disease machine, and I hate them. Would you, audience?
What would you name a hornet girl? Please let us know in the comments down below. Would you rate it a 1 or a 5?
Whatever you choose.
If you like it.
Whatever you choose.
If you give it a 10, let us know why. We're really curious.
I'll think you're crazy, but I will respect your decision.
He will root for you on the sidelines.
I ain't going to root for that. Uh-uh.
Yeah, why? You got to root for our viewers.
Fine. I won't like it, though.
I'll do it, but I won't like
Babaka. Anyways. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to give it a like. If you want to see more Monster Girl ratings, feel free to subscribe. And if you want updates on the show, feel free to follow us on Twitter. And be sure to check out the amazing artist who drew the thumbnail for this episode.
Please check out the artist. I feel like I'm going to have to take the reins on this artist because you don't want it.
You're going to have to do it.
Yeah, all right, then you have to do the other one.
That's fine. I'll do the Apophis. That's fine.
All right, sounds good.
And until then, stay tuned for the next episode.
Goodbye.